The pressure mounted. Why couldn't Julie focus? She felt like she was out there in one of those flip-down seats watching herself sweat. Was her green dress the right choice? Did her hair look okay? Would Mindy like her shoes? Julie peered into the audience, trying to spot her friends. The bee had begun an hour ago, and still she hadn't seen them. They had called the geography bee nerdy. Did that mean they wouldn't show? Julie could use the support. Maybe they thought all the facts swirling through the auditorium would settle on their skin. They'd hate that. Julie smiled at the image. "Focus, Julie, focus," she scolded herself. The questioning moved closer. Julie glanced off stage. The exit looked so far away. Chapter 2. It began with a quiz. Julie's road to the geography bee began almost a month ago. It started at the end of an ordinary social studies class. An ordinary, endless class. To Julie, it was those awful silences that made it seem so long. That day, Mr. Price paced back and forth talking about ancient Egypt. Then he stopped and sat on his desk. "Okay," he said. He swung his legs back and forth. "Uh-oh," Kelly murmured behind Julie. She knew what Kelly meant. So did the rest of the class. Some kids were squirming in their seats. Others began paging through their textbooks. "So that brings us up to the pyramids, which you read about last night in Chapter 3," Mr. Price began. "Who can tell us why we study the pyramids of ancient Egypt?"